helping out. Yeah, we're helping out the Tigers. The Indians helping out the Tigers. Hi, guys. Small crowd today.
Yesterday, recounting that block field goal.
He should be.
Your thoughts on what he did well there?
Yeah, I mean, LeTroy comes off the ball so hard, so low, and he's got great timing. Being a defensive lineman is a little bit easier than for a guy like Matt Khalil, who's obviously going off the snap count. So our goal is to get Matt even better with his get-off and have those two working together and continue to work together as the year goes on.
How well did they do on that one? It seemed like they both got real
fantastic.
Good push
there. I mean, LeTroy was off a little bit sooner. Matt got underneath the guy's pads, and they both pushed him back enough that if you look on the TV copy, if LeTroy misses it, Matt's going to hit it because his hand's right behind LeTroy's hand.
You obviously, that's a huge swing there, special teams wise, six-point swing there in that last minute.
Huge swing against obviously a very good football team, and it gave us a lot of momentum going into the half that we promptly took away as soon as the first play of the second half, unfortunately. But that was a great 6-point swing for our team.
What do you see as being the issues on a couple of those kick returns?
Well, number one, they blocked us up well, and we knew going in they were very good at it. Number 10 is a very good returner. We did not do a great job with lane integrity. We had guys on the ground. We got trapped, and that's stuff that we worked on, those exact returns during the week. That's one of their staples, one of their better returns, and we didn't fit on it well, and we didn't have great lane discipline, unfortunately, and it hurt our football team. But they responded well. Our defense responded well.
Did you end up making changes in personnel because of that, or just?
No, I'm not going to hit the panic button because we were so good the first 2 weeks, and maybe the teams we played weren't quite as good personnel-wise as the team we played Sunday. So I think we're going to go back and we're going to look at that game kind of as a game where we learned a lot from, learned a lot about ourselves, that we're not quite where we need to be or where we think we are. And it was kind of a nice little kick in the butt and said, hey, you know what, we got to get better in this phase and in every phase for that matter.
Were they identical or similar flaws on the two, the 90-plus and the 50?
Very similar, yeah.
As far as kick return, are you feeling like it? Teams, maybe even Percy, a little too aggressive bringing the ball out 8-9 yards deep, or you don't have any concerns about him doing that?
To me, too aggressive is not a term. I think we're going to be aggressive. We're going to get after it, and we're going to bring it out when we have an opportunity to bring it out. And I think the only way we keep them in is determined by a situation. You know, up by 10, 4 minutes to go in the game, let's give the ball to the offense at the 20, try to grind it out in a four-minute situation, give us the best field position we can. But I'll be honest with you, with our returners back there, and with, I think, you know, the guys we got blocking for them, we got a chance to score every time.
So there are very few where you would say, you know, outside of the situations you presented.
It would only be determined by situation, right? We're gonna try to bring them out. Now, if it's 9 deep and it's 4-4 hang time, some of these guys get, you know, we got to be smart about that. And I think that's a feel for our returners that they have to get. They have to get to that point. I think we're pretty close to that because we talk about it all the time. We talk about it before they go on the field. And if I look at Percy and say, we need to bring this, you know, keep this one in, and you look at me cross-eyed because he believes he's going to score every time. And I think the guys around him believe he's going to score every time. And I think, you know, we've darn near broke 2 or 3 this year, and hopefully we're going to continue to do that, hopefully anything, break one.
Anything unique this week with their punter situation?
Yeah, I had to look at a lot of extra tape, which is okay. I know Nick. My dad coached him at Detroit for a long time, and he's a very good athlete, an outstanding directional punter. He's a great holder. I'm sure Jason's happy about that, having a veteran holder back. If you're going to make a switch, he's the perfect switch for the place kicker. We really aren't going to change our game plan a whole lot. Preparation, where to line up Marcus, you know, what calls do I make based on the hash that they're on, those little things like that, because, you know, he's such a good directional punter, and I know that he's been good in the past, and I'm sure he'll just pick up where he left off.
How much do you marvel that Jason is still around? And
he's amazing. What an athlete, too, and to come in and punt the ball like he did last week with those 3 punts. And, you know, I read somewhere he didn't think they were good punts. I thought they were outstanding punts. I mean, they were high, short, really unreturnable, fair catch balls, and had one inside the 20. So nothing he does anymore surprises me. He's kind of like a Hall of Fame type guy to me. I know they haven't had a lot of great teams in the past there. He's been on a few good ones, and obviously lately very good. But, he, you know, to me he's a Hall of Fame type performer.
Feel like you're figuring out anything for getting Cluey a little bit more consistent in punting?
I tell you what, if you can figure it out and help me there, that'd be outstanding. No, you know, Chris is a unique guy, and he is a true pro. I know he puts out that front that, you know, he's kind of laissez-faire about a lot of it, but he's very, very serious about his work and about a punter and as a holder, and he's done a great job as a holder. He continues to improve there, and you know, I'll be honest with you, when he hits them good like he did the other day, they're really good. And then when he doesn't hit one good, you know, like the first one the other day, it's going to hurt our team, and he knows that. So, obviously, the goal is to get him more consistent every time he goes out there. It's where we want it punted. It's high, not quite as deep as he wanted. He wants it to be, so we can cover it a little bit better. But we need to cover him better as well. So we'll continue to improve there. The one plus 50 punt, we should have downed at the 2-yard line. That's a heartbreaker right there. We've got to make a play. That was a great punt.
What would you have AJ do differently there? Obviously, he's
throw
right
it back
there.
A little further, yeah. Or even if you're near the sideline, we've talked about knocking it out of bounds. And AJ hasn't been around us. I mean, he was coached well in Arizona. Don't get me wrong. But there's little minute detail things that we talk about all the time that the more he hears it, I think the better he'll respond. If we had somebody different, maybe. But AJ did such a great job. He got blocked. He popped back up in the air. He found the ball. He just got to throw it back a little bit further.
The way you're wired, does that drive you nuts when it's that close to being a...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that was a huge play. I mean, that I think it was 24-13 at the time. And we pin him on the one there. I mean, our defense was playing great anyway. And that really gives momentum. The crowd's into it. They're on their own 1-yard line. And we almost got a safety the first time they're on their 1-yard line, I believe, in the earlier in the game. So, you know, it's all field positions, all complimentary football. I keep preaching that to our guys. And anytime we can make a big play like that, we got to come up with it.
What went wrong on Chris's first one? That was about as ugly as it gets coming off his
The punt, field. He dropped it inside. Yeah, and that's when he misses it, he's going to drop it inside or have too long of a stride. And those are the same things we focused on. Yesterday, he had a really good day yesterday punting the ball, so we're excited about him going forward. Good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
As always.